Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Fourth and final hour underway. Paul Gallant in for Reggie, John Lopez. I'll be back in tomorrow with Chris Partee. John, off for a little vacation, little Christmas time, and on top of that, some Norwegian / Swedish food.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
And it's really interesting stuff they make over there. It's a lot more than IKEA meatballs, that's for dang sure.
IKEA meatballs are good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would imagine there would be a lot of good seafood that you could
have
from Scandinavia.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I have to figure out if I can get a prime rib after the show today.
Good luck.
It's going to be like Jingle All the Way.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, put the prime rib down. anyway, so four Pro Bowlers for the Texans today. Azeez Al-Shaair, maybe the surprise of all the Texans to make it. Also, Derek Stingley. You've got Will Anderson. And on top of that, after Will Anderson, you have Nico Collins. So four Texans Pro Bowlers. That's more than most teams across the league. I'm happy for Azeez Al-Shaair. Danielle Hunter snubbed. He had 12 sacks. Kamari Lassiter, argument to be made, he was snubbed.
He was an alternate.
Kalen Bullock.
Alternate.
Also feels that he was snubbed. Mm-hmm. And there was one guy in particular on the Texans offense, John, that you think was a snub.
Yeah, Dalton Schultz, just ridiculous. And maybe it's because he didn't have the best year and was injured and stuff last year. It is undeniable. And it's not like people don't know who he is. It's undeniable that he's been the best statistically tight end in the AFC. Travis freaking Kelce gets in ahead of him.
Feels like a popularity contest because of Travis Kelce. And maybe because of Brock Bowers, too, because a lot of people playing fantasy football.
Sure. And he deserves it.
For sure.
Kelsey's the one that should have been out.
Right. Yeah. I agree with you on that front. Mm-hmm. Also of note today, the Texans at practice. Woody Marks back on the practice field for the part available to the media. If you have Woody Marks on your fantasy team, maybe that's big news for you.
Yeah.
Not at practice, one, Derek Stingley.
Mm-hmm.
Two, Ariante Ursary. Three, Trent Brown.
Yeah, and it just to make note, we were talking about this a little bit. This time of year, the practice reports a lot of times are going to be about just resting guys.
Especially the early
veteran,
one.
Veteran days, et cetera. But it was a really light practice that it's going on now, actually. Still going on. Kind of shorts and helmets kind of thing.
Right, so, Saturday game.
Yeah, so it's very light practice, and they just came off a game. This is usually their day off on Tuesday, but they're practicing. So I would actually maybe read a little more into it with the guys that aren't there, because it was a walkthrough, and they could have walked through. So maybe they're just really taking extra precaution with him.
Stingley dealing with that oblique issue, mm-hmm. and on top of that with the offensive lineman with no Ariante Ursary and with no Trent Brown, you really got to wonder what the hell that offensive line would theoretically look like
on Sunday. There were a couple of roster moves today that were made, and I don't think any of these are blowing you away, mm-hmm. but 6'5", 317-pound defensive tackle Lakai Fotu has been signed to the practice squad, along with a guy named Power Eccles, which is such a great name.
Power, like
power.
How
power.
You actually spell yes. it?
As P-O-W-E-R. Yeah. Right, yeah. A rookie linebacker from North Carolina, along with Kayvon Merriweather. We're getting to the point where I'm wondering, is it possible that he's related to Brandon Merriweather from the Patriots from way back in the day? Mm-hmm. They released a couple of players from the practice squad, Damon Arnett, Marcus Harris, Brandon Hill. So that's the Texans news to this point today, but four Pro Bowlers selected. Great story for Azeez Al-Shaair, going from where he was last year, suspended at the end of the regular season, really, I think, character assassinated as well by so many people because of that one hit on Trevor Lawrence. He is a habitual line stepper. There's no denying it in terms of sure. how physical he gets from time to time in the games. I mean, he punched a guy in the sidelines of the Bears game mm-hmm. on Sunday Night Football, which was a pretty funny moment. But he is a Pro Bowler, and it does seem like he's going to be back on Sunday for the Texans against a Chargers team that will be a really tough test for the Texans. Mm-hmm. It's a Chargers team that, with Jim Harbaugh, you know they love running the football.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert seems to be less hampered by the broken wrist that he is playing with. It's on his non-throwing hand. And while they don't exactly have receivers that scare you, I do think that it is worth noting that is it Quinnen Williams?
Mm-hmm.
I forget his name, actually. The receiver who is it Johnson? I forget. They had a guy that they drafted once, John, and mm-hmm. guess what? He's not that good, but then this past Sunday, he actually looked really good for the Chargers. Their weapons are not the biggest, but they do have some pretty good running backs. They've always had a committed running game, O'Marrion Hampton, and they are also missing their two tackles.
Hampton's going to be an interesting one, too. And just to add a little more clarity, our own Sean Bajani out of practice has some other players that are participating and not participating in the open segment. Azeez Al-Shaair is participating. That's what I'm saying. Like in a walkthrough, yeah. even if you're a little bumped up, you can do that. Nick Chubb, you mentioned Woody Marks, EJ Speed, and Will Anderson. So, you know, Will Anderson has been getting those veteran days, as has Al-Shaair, but they're out there today. So that's why when I'm looking at Stingley, I'm like, okay. Yeah. You know, maybe there's a little more there, or maybe they're just getting treatment right now or whatever. Not participating. You mentioned Trent Brown. There was a report out there, I believe Aaron Wilson said that the Texans, according to his sources anyway, the Texans are going to make it day-to-day, but a little dicey because of the short week.
That's better yeah. news than expected, because I've just been waiting for the eventual report that he's got some sort of season-ending injury. The way that it looked mm-hmm. on Sunday, it did not look good. Yeah. You know, they were looking at his lower left leg as he was so slow to get up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I want to play a bit of audio from a player who used to play for the hottest team in the National Football League. They're the hottest team in the NFL no more, because the equally Galveston hot Jacksonville Jaguars took down the Galveston hot Denver Broncos on Sunday.
I'd say that because I it's tough for me to take either of those two teams seriously, much like it's hard for me to take the Houston Texans seriously as a Super Bowl contender. This is Broncos linebacker Alex Singleton after the game.
We missed a lot of tackles today, making those tackles, stuff like that. Just little tiny things that got us to where, we're a 12-win team. I'm not going to sit here and let you guys on our parade. We have two games to go be the number one seed in the AFC.
I'm not going to let you bleep on the bleep here, man.
12-win team, I'm not going to let you bleep on our parade.
Yeah.
I hear that, and there is a part of me, as we get closer and closer to Christmas, and my heart size is growing three sizes.
It's like the Grinch.
Largely due to anxiety about having to probably kill someone to go get a prime rib from HEB or another grocery store. But also, just from getting closer and closer to that day, have we been bleeping on the Texans parade with how we've looked at this game that they won on Sunday? Is it possible that we need to embrace the fact that, much like the Bills struggled with the Cleveland Browns on Sunday, that this team just won its seventh straight game and they're 10-5?
I think most people, including us in this room, have been trying to be fair in terms of they have won six in a row. They have won seven in a row. The defense is this good. But still trying to be fair, because when they played the Cardinals, we're like, hey now, that's what you wanted to see against a lesser opponent. You put up 40. C.J. Stroud had some really good moments. And then it's not unfair to say they took a step back.
Right.
I mean, clearly. I mean, in what game were you watching offensively if you don't think they took a step back? Now, was it just one of those things? That's to be determined. But they also had the injuries on the offensive line. And that was especially late. That wasn't it like the second to last or last play when Trent Brown was?
Yeah, it was late.
It was hurt. Or maybe not that late, but it was late. So it's fair. It's not unfair to say this was not what we expected and they took a step back.
It was possibly a Pyrrhic victory.
Oh, there we go.
I should know the actual historical context of the Pyrrhic victory. I do know what it means, though. It's when you win a game, but you're like, ah, crap.
One of Reggie's favorite words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He uses the big words. I know that.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's always fun with Reggie. I love that about him. Reggie has a bigger brain than me, and I'm like, oh, damn. I don't know. I don't know what that word is. Someone brought it up at one point when I was filling in for you with him, and I was like, oh, okay, so I'm not alone here. I'm not alone in being confused here. We'll see how they look on Sunday, but I'm wondering if we have been perhaps bleeping on their parade with how down we were after the win on Sunday. It took a long time, and the Raiders, they are a team that had almost no pulse going into that game, but they did play their asses off. I thought Vegas did give it the best effort they possibly could have on Sunday.
So what do you expect Sunday? I mean, Saturday.
I think because you're going up against a Jim Harbaugh team, a playoff caliber team, I think you will get a playoff kind of atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means for the actual crowd itself at SoFi Stadium. Chargers fans don't draw well at SoFi. Texans fans travel well.
Yeah.
It's L.A. I think people probably thought
Christmas
it wasn't
going to break.
Yeah. People didn't think it was going to be this warm probably this week for Christmas. I guess we're getting record highs this week.
Yeah, 81 or 82 on Christmas Day here.
But I think it'll be a playoff kind of atmosphere. And if you're the Chargers, the Texans made you their bitch last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they embarrassed you.
Yeah.
They beat you up and down and up and down. And that was a game that the Chargers did look to have in hand until that wonky play where C.J. Stroud dropped the snap, rolled out to his right, threw it to Xavier Hutchinson. So that's, I think, the most intriguing part about this game. The Chargers, who have a hard-nosed mentality under Jim Harbaugh, are going to be out for blood.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get back up after, let's be honest, looking hungover against the Raiders?
Yeah, and so that's where my attention is going to be on Saturday is clearly on the offensive line and the offense in general. We talk about C.J. Stroud, gaining, looking better against the Cardinals and just frankly just missing a lot. But end of the game, fourth quarter, C.J. Stroud looks like C.J. Stroud again. They get a couple of nice calls, and now they're rolling. So it's going to be just interesting to see how that offense behind that line, if he can continue it, if he has another slow start, it could get ugly.
For sure.
Yeah.
And maybe you get a defensive score or something like that to get things going.
Another Derek Stingley pick six?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting to the point where you're going to start asking for a little bit more from the defense.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start to get a little bit demanding. You're the mouse. If you give a mouse a cookie, well, the mouse got real You got some real brass ones. Yeah, Mouse, right. You just kept on asking for more and more, little bastard. Get out. Get out of my house. I gave you the cookie. Okay.
And a texter does say, to be fair, which I'd forgotten about, except I lost my Survivor pool the first week of the season. the Raiders did beat the Patriots.
They did beat the Patriots.
The first week of the season.
I remember that because I was very excited because since the Texans were playing in the late afternoon window, I was like, oh, I could rush over to McIntyre's and go watch the Patriots game. And then I'm like, oh, my God.
They're losing.
We're getting suplexed by Geno Smith. Like, this is brutal. This is a lump of coal in my stocking.
Yeah, but as much as that's the case, I mean, aren't you past that? Like, hey, they beat the you know, they're scrappy. I could see where they, no, man, you should be past that at this point in the season.
Right.
To just be clicking along.
But when you win a bunch of games in a row, I can see how you lose focus. And I see some texters are saying it could have been a lack of focus. Sometimes they play down. So we'll see. Saturday's going to teach us a lot, both from the Texans' ability to stop the run, which is something you've been concerned about, and also their ability to protect C.J. Stroud. And, hey, where's that compete level that wasn't really there this past Sunday? Will it happen Saturday at SoFi?
Yeah.
Up next, it's Pauly G's mixtape. So I've been complaining about how I got to find myself some HEB prime rib after the show, and I might turn into like a Black Friday, jingle all the way kind of scenario. Well, maybe I should do something like this Harris County man did to give me and the girlfriend some Christmas cheer on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. What am I talking about? You'll find out in Pauly G's mixtape next. Stay put.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.